Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Elder Lewis Gray coming into your ear gate one more Tuesday with a word from the Lord. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord to you out there in Florida land, out there in radio land, and those that are watching by way of Facebook. God has a word for you today, and I thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And as I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you have breath in your body today, you owe God a praise. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad to be in the land of the living, and I hope that you are too. And I hope that you had a wonderful weekend in your services, whether it be Saturday, Sunday, whatever day that you celebrate the Lord on. I hope that God showed up and had his way. Amen. Good morning to you, you and you. And I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church located here in the great city of Coco, Florida, at 16 South Wilson Avenue, True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. And we're located on 16 South Wilson Avenue. And if you're ever in the Coco, Florida area, come out to our services. Our order of services are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. and our Sunday morning worship begins at 11:45-ish. And then Bible study nights are at 7 p.m. On Tuesdays, and on Thursday, which is our youth services, begin at 7 p.m. as well. So pick a service, come out. I promise you that you'll have a good time, because we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. We come for no other reason than to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. Amen. So we welcome you out to our services. Glory be to God. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Amen. Praise the Lord to you. Praise the Lord to both of you. I love you. These are my spiritual parents, and I love them, and I thank God for them. And also to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job right now. And I want to say I love you as well, honey. And we will catch this on the way to Bible study if the Lord says the same. So I just thank God for you, you and you that have joined me here today. And as I say every Tuesday, just about, don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. And God has a word for you. I don't believe anything happens by accident, because we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, who are they called according to his purpose. Amen. Everything is working towards your good. So if you're listening, don't touch that dial. Don't change it. God has a word for you today. Amen and amen. So without further ado, I will be making an announcement as well. Amen. As we read into the scripture, and before I go into the word, I'm going to let you know something of a subject that we're going to be dealing with, amen, over maybe not this week, but if the Lord says the same, next week. And it may take me 2, 3, 4 weeks, amen, maybe a month or two, amen, but I want to expound, amen. And this was brought to, it was laid on my spirit last week, after my broadcast last week, and I'll kind of get into that and explain that as well. Amen. But I want you to go to the book of Acts, chapter 8. I'm going to read into your ears down to, let me see, verse number 35. So I'm going to begin reading in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 35, and it should go by fairly quickly as I read this word. Amen. Glory be to God. So it says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran hither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophets this? Of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus." Glory be to God. The gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to gather here again today. Amen. For a word from you. Lord, as I say always, I decrease and you increase, so that you will get the glory and you alone. For I realize that I can do nothing without you, and without you I am nothing. Speak through me and speak to me. Lord, that the people will hear your word. Lord, that this word will fall on good ground, that it will multiply, it will grow, it will manifest itself in our daily living. Lord, I thank you. I give you glory. Remember those that are mourning over the loss of a loved one. God, remember even Memphis, God, and the loss of the young man who lost his life at the hands of policemen, God. God, remember that family. Remember that mother, God. Remember our nation, that we will come together as one. Oh, God, we thank you. Remember those that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And, Lord, for these and all things, I say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to extract from verse number 30. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? My question today is, do you understand what you are reading? Do you understand what you are reading? Last week, as I aforementioned, and what I will be doing over the next 3, maybe 4 weeks, however God leads me, is one of my friends, and I love him dearly. I love him dearly. I really do. We grew up together. We grew up in Anderson, Indiana, and we grew up on Hendrick Street. Hendrick and Sherman. And I tell my wife this many times. I say that we were like the original Little Rascals. Amen. We know Spanky and Alfalfa. Amen, darling. All of the gang, Stymie. And, amen. And Buckwheat. We were just like that as children. I remember going over there on Sherman Street, and we would play all kinds of games. We would play, I'd go over my uncle's house, Uncle George, amen, and with my cousin Terry, and we would play all the kids on that street. We would play baseball sometime. We would play football. Sometime we would play cards. Amen. We just did a lot of things on Sherman Street and Hendrick Street. in Anderson, Indiana. Amen. And so one of my friends from that street, he was listening to the broadcast last week. And when I got off, well, during the broadcast, he kind of made a comment. And we were conversing afterwards. And he was basically implying, amen, that, how can I say this again, my love, my brother, about the Sabbath day. And that in a sense that we were not obeying God's will because we have church on Sundays versus him believing that we ought to have church on Saturday. And we know that Saturday in the Jewish culture is the original Sabbath day. And so we were conversing throughout the week, and I was shooting him various scriptures, and he would try and send me back some scriptures as well. And so I say all of that to say this, is that the subsequent weeks after this, beginning, Lord, say the same next week, I am going to teach on the law. I'm going to teach on the Sabbath. Amen. I'm going to teach on the Old Testament versus the New Testament, the Old Covenant versus the New Covenant. I'm going to talk about the requirements, amen, that maybe the Jews were following that they no longer had to follow, but yet they chose to follow anyway. And I'm going to talk about the things that the Gentiles were not required to do. Glory be to God. Amen. The scripture says that my people, amen, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. And so that kind of leads me to the precursor today. Do we understand what we are reading? Amen. Do we understand what we are reading? It's not just enough to read the Word of God, but we must understand the Word of God. A lot of people read the Word, but they don't understand it. They go by what other people say rather than reading the Word themselves. And not only just reading the Word, but yet understanding the Word. Hallelujah. Paul says that for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and their ears shall be turned away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Many are turning the gospel into a fable. They're turning it, and again, as I conversed with my brother, it dawned on me that I need to get on the radio. I need to get on Facebook. And I need to teach as best as I can, because the Bible lets us know if this gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. There are a lot of people that are reading the Word of God and do not understand it. And I've also found through watching others and listening to others and listening to my brothers that we want to pick and choose as to what scriptures may seem to be true and what scriptures aren't. And I'm going to get back to my text again. This is kind of precursor. And 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17 said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, as is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished. Amen. Amen. That the good work is done. Hallelujah. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. So we cannot look at the Word of God and pick and choose what word is true. Either you're going to believe the gospel, the whole word, or you're not going to believe it at all. But many people, going back to the scripture that I first quoted, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
but after their own lust. Many people will take the scriptures and apply it to their own selfish desires. Hallelujah. To get across what they want to get across and ignore other scriptures. Glory be to God. But you know what? He tells Ezekiel, we got to eat the whole roll. We got to eat it. Every word in this Bible, we have to recognize it as being true. It is gospel. We can't come to a point where we'll say, well, man changed that. Yeah, we know Paul said in the book of Romans, I believe, said, who changed the truth? Howbeit we serve the creature more than we serve the creator. Yes, we understand that some people will change certain things, but yet that's their own. I think this is a perfect time to get into the scripture. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all the treasures and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand it thou what thou readest? Here we have an Ethiopian who was visiting Jerusalem. Amen. Along with Candace the queen. And apparently he finds a copy of Isaiah. And he is reading it. But he doesn't understand what he is reading. See, you can have two people that can read the scriptures. And one understands it. And the other doesn't. There was another scripture that I wanted to read, and I kind of got off the track. But it's Proverbs 4 and 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. See, it's not just enough to quote the scripture. But you got to understand the scripture. It says, get wisdom. Because you can have knowledge and yet not have wisdom. Knowledge just makes you aware of things. Wisdom teaches you what to do with those things. Glory be to God. See, we can have all the money in the world, and my knowledge tells me that I've got a lot of money. But wisdom teaches me what to do with it. There are a lot of people that got a lot of verses and scriptures. They can quote it. They know where it is. But they have no understanding of it. You know, the writer of Proverbs was Solomon. And one of the first things that occurs after David dies and Solomon ascends to the throne, God comes to Solomon. And he says to Solomon, he says, what would you have me do for you? Solomon looked at everything, looked at the people that he had to govern. And he says, and I'm just paraphrasing, Lord, give me wisdom. Your children, this great people that I have to govern, it's so much, I don't know what to do. Give me wisdom. And the Lord said to Solomon, said that because you did not ask for other things, didn't ask for the life of your enemy, didn't ask for long life, you didn't ask for riches, but I'm going to give you wisdom. You see, many times we search for things. How do I get to be successful? How do I know how to train up my children? How do I know how to do this and I know how to do that? The first thing we need to seek is wisdom. God, give me wisdom. Because when we get wisdom, everything else follows. See, God gave Solomon wisdom. And because he gave him wisdom, everything else followed. See, it doesn't do us any good to just know the scriptures, to be able to quote the scriptures. But we have to have understanding of what the scriptures mean. You know, we're living in a time and age now. There are a lot of conferences that people go to, a lot of conventions, a lot of spiritual gatherings. 2 Timothy verse 7 says we're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are a lot of people that are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so that's what God laid on my heart. Teach the people through that conversation that I had with my good friend, and him believing that we are to, and again, I'm going to get into this in the coming weeks, but in him believing that we sin by we choosing to have service on Sunday versus the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, tells me that there are people that are without understanding. Glory be to God. Jesus said, the Bible lets us know that, lo, I come in the volume of the book. Everything we need to know is in this book. Not based off of what somebody else says. Not what, and you know what I thought about, and I kind of got away from this as I got on that little spill. This was an Ethiopian. Whenever we read the word of God, we have to understand. Look what he says. Now, let me go to the scripture real quick. Starting in verse 29, he said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Come on up, Philip, and explain this to me. He says, you know what? The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. He is reading from the passage of Isaiah. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? See, whenever we read the word of God, there are a lot of people that are taking the word of God out of its context, and they are trying to apply the word of God where it does not fit. We've got to get to a point that whenever you read the word of God, understand first who is writing. When is it being written? To whom is it being written to? And what is he writing about? But people are taking the scriptures and they're applying them to where they don't belong. You see, there is an Old Testament and there is a New Testament. They both work in conjunction one to the other. But we have to ask the question, why is there a New Testament? Why is there a new covenant? See, I kind of don't want to go there because I'm kind of getting into what I will be talking about in the subsequent week. But we must first ask ourselves questions when we're reading a scripture. See, this disciple, this Ethiopian had the mindset to ask why. Who is he writing to? And Philip, being led of the Spirit, had to come and explain it to him. There are a lot of people that are reading the word. They don't know who it's been written to, why it's being written. They just see the scripture and they quote it. And then they try to tell you that this is the way that it ought to be done. Well, what context was he writing? And so what we will be getting in through the coming weeks, glory be to God, is what was the Old Testament for? What was it pointing to? You kind of giving you a little preview. The Old Testament was the New Testament concealed. And the New Testament was the Old Testament revealed. The Old Testament was pointing. It was like a sign. You know how we travel, we go to various places, and the sign directs us and tells us how to get to Alabama, New York, California. We follow the signs. But the signs are leading to whatever your destination is. The Old Testament was a sign pointing us to the New Testament, pointing us to Jesus. Every 66 books in this Bible is referring to Jesus. You will find Jesus in every book. It's pointing to some form of Jesus. That's what the Old Testament was for. It was, and so because it was not sufficient, and I'll give you a little hint, the Old Testament showed us our sins, but couldn't do anything about it. It's like a highway sign. It shows you that you shouldn't go over the speed, otherwise you'll be speeding. But it couldn't do anything about your and mine or whoever desire to sin, desire to speed. And so there had to be a new covenant. Glory be to God. So understand, and so to make a long story short, because I'm out of time, I knew I wouldn't have enough time to get into everything. And so that's why I said it may take me a few weeks to get through it. Amen. But he told the Ethiopian that this is about Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. And if it's not about Jesus, amen, then you're in some other doctrine. Glory be to God. So again, do you understand what you're reading? Glory be to God. Amen. Get into the word. And again, I'm going to be talking about, amen, the New Testament, Old Testament, all of those things, the Sabbath coming up in the subsequent weeks. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend, amen, that we're going to get into it. We're going to get at it. Amen. Beginning next week. Amen. Do you understand what you're reading when you read this word? Glory be to God. So until next time, at the same time, at 11:30 next week on Tuesday, be with me. Amen. As we go through the study of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, peace.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir
sings. You know it ain't no secret to what the Lord can do. For what he has done for others, he will surely do the same thing for you.